Carla Brooks Johnston started learning to rely on herself when she was 13 years old. She wrote 8 books in her lifetime, including her 2010 memoir, Raising Myself. Her son, Eric Johnston, says his mother wanted people to learn from her experiences.
A lot of what my mother did and learned was because of the initiative and the lessons that she learned from observing her mother when she was very young. And a lot of what she talks about in her book is those lessons and those stories, trying to figure out what it meant when your mother gets taken away on a boat to go to a hospital and you don't hear anything and you're left in a house by yourself with your cat for weeks.
It meant she could no longer rely on the guidance and protection of her parents. She was orphaned at 13 when her mother died.
A lot of where she ended up in the drive came from her mother, because her mother was a professor. And when she was encouraged in high school by the counselor to get on that track, to not go to college but to learn how to sew and typical homemaker trends at the time, didn't want anything to do with that. She wanted to study language. She wanted to travel. She did a lot of writing and won a scholarship to go and live in Germany and won a scholarship to go and travel in India. And those experiences opened her eyes to that whole broader world. And she was determined to get out there and see the world and to have an impact in the world.
Johnston studied theology, public policy, and city planning. She earned a master's degree from Andover Newton Theological School and was awarded 3 postgraduate fellowships to Harvard University. She worked as a university professor, politician, and urban planner before retiring on Sanibel more than 10 years ago. Shortly after the move, Johnston began serving the Southwest Florida community. Friend and colleague Karen Storiahan says Johnston handled government issues by listening and working toward a consensus. She says one of Johnston's greatest contributions was protecting local estuaries from Lake Okeechobee water releases.
Most people at the time she started working on this really didn't get how much what was going on with Lake O affected this entire region's economy. And part of what she did there was raise the consciousness level, raise the awareness level of how Lake O plays into the economy. Getting the Army Corps of Engineers to change the release schedule, which was just about to be finished up, they were in the last stages of their hearings, to getting them to see that they could meet their mission and also accommodate the need for the estuary to be protected was a huge accomplishment for this area and happened largely because of her.
Johnston also sought out local solutions to Sanibel's water quality issues. Sanibel City Manager Judy Zamamra says Johnston's legislation set an example for others.
While she was mayor, we adopted our first fertilizer legislation in the city of Sanibel, which was the model for many communities around the state of Florida thereafter. And this is legislation that governed what time of year you could utilize fertilizer, as well as how close to a water body you could use fertilizer, and very much linked to her activities with water quality in our community.
In addition to fighting for the estuaries, Johnston worked on the revised Sanibel Comprehensive Plan, prohibited the release of exotic animals, and implemented legislation to protect Sanibel beaches. When Johnston was diagnosed with cancer in late 2010, she decided against traditional life-prolonging treatments. Weeks before her death in 2011, she completed her final book, titled Changemakers. It tells the stories of how ordinary people made big changes in public policy. For WGCU News, I'm Jenny Bechtold.